So let's just pick up back with this patient, kind of finish off what happened to her. So she's getting her chemotherapy. She's on the TAILORx study. What about her radiation therapy post-lumpectomy?
Well, interesting that you should mention that, because as you've probably gathered in talking to me, I am a strong believer in clinical trials. And as a result, we also approached her with the potential to participate in a trial known as NSABP-B39. Now, this is a trial that's designed to look at whether or not we can address the problems of radiation that we discussed earlier, particularly for women who find the time commitment and the distance duration difficult. B39 is looking at partial breast irradiation, and because you're radiating a smaller volume, this can be accelerated and given usually within a week period of time, and there are a number of techniques to do this. But the basic concept comes from the fact that the majority of recurrences in patients with primary breast cancer, primary operable breast cancer, occur in the bed of the tumor resection. This is among patients who've had lumpectomy. And the recurrences are largely confined to the same quadrant of the breast. So there have been a number of individuals over the years who've been advocates for this, and principally Dr. Kusky when he was down at the Ochsner Clinic, and Dr. Vashini up at the Beaumont Hospital, and some others. But these two particularly have done a great deal in developing trials and studies to look at women and see whether localized radiation could give equivalent recurrence rates in the breast as whole breast radiation. And their data suggested it could, whether or not that radiation was delivered by brachytherapy techniques or by limited external beam. The NSABP-B39 study takes women who have breast cancers that are moderate or small in size, that are limited, and allows them to be randomized to either standard external beam radiation therapy or one of three approaches to partial breast irradiation. These three approaches include either brachytherapy with afterloading catheters, so-called internal brachytherapy, which is using the mammocyte balloon technique, or external beam radiation with a modulated tailored beam. And women who undergo these treatments can have the radiation finished within a week's time. Those women who have external beam, of course, have the standard external beam treatment, which is a 5 to 6 week process.
Now, are you utilizing these techniques outside of the trial in a non-protocol setting?
Well, these techniques are all available and, of course, can be widely used however you wish. In my own practice, I do use them in selected patients, but very highly selected patients. Those individuals who have very little other option for treatment, those individuals who have a very, very strong motivation and understand that the long-term data for outcome and benefit isn't as mature as we'd like. Remember that the approval for some of the technical devices, such as the mammocyte, is not approved in the same way that drugs are approved in terms of long-term efficacy. These are approved under a different process in the FDA for devices that simply indicates that the device is safe and does what it intends to do in the short term.